Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking at the compound names of God using the term Jehovah. We began yesterday in the book of Genesis, chapter number 22, verse number 14, where the Bible says Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. The word Jireh means provide. And so we saw yesterday the Lord who provides. And of course, this was a prophetic utterance of Abraham as he named the place, because the book of Exodus tells us that Abraham did not know the name Jehovah, did not know God by that name, but rather called him God Almighty, according to Exodus 6 and verse number 3. But I want you to look today with me as we continue this thought of these compound names. And the next one I find is found in the book of Judges, chapter number 6. Judges chapter number 6, the Bible says in verse 24, "Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom unto this day." Jehovah Shalom. As you might can already understand, the word, of course, Shalom means peace. And so he named it, the place, the altar there unto the Lord who gives peace. It was what he called it. Can I say to you that when we first see Gideon, we find a young man who certainly is without peace. The Bible says that he was threshing wheat down by the wine press. Now, you have to know a little bit about the culture to understand the problem with this. Wine presses were typically located at the bottom of the hill. They didn't have massive Ferguson tractors to pull things up the hill, and so they would grow the grapes on the side of the hill. And then, of course, they would roll them down to the wine press, which was always located at the bottom of the hill. The problem is, that was not at all a good place to be threshing wheat. As a matter of fact, you threshed wheat at the top of the hill, where the wind would blow and drive the chaff away. And so it was exactly backwards where he was threshing wheat. But we began to find out as we studied the scripture that the reason he was there is because he was afraid. And he was afraid of the enemies of the land that had overrun the land and that were holding the children of Israel under bondage. And the Lord came to him, and even though he's cowering here in the valley, and even though he is certainly anything but a mighty man of valor, the Bible says that the Lord called him and addressed him, "Gideon, thou mighty man of valor." And of course, from that, the Lord had a special time and had a brunch, if you will, at the hands of Gideon. And there the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and consumed that which he had baked and that which he had made. And as a result of that, of course, God gave something to Gideon that he did not have before, or maybe he had it and didn't realize he had it. But God gave him gumption and gave him a purpose in life and gave him a calling upon his life. And we know that, of course, later that he tore down the groves of his father. He took a strong stand for God. And as a matter of fact, through just that small Gideon's band, he drove out the Midianites from the land with a trumpet and with a pitcher, with a lamp in it. And as a result of that, a great victory was wrought against the enemies of God. And so truly, Gideon was a mighty man of valor. But he didn't know that. He was not aware of that. He did not recognize that fact. But I'm glad for the day that God gave him peace. And that's what he named it. Of all the things that he could have named the place that he met the Lord and that he met God face to face, all the things he could have named it, he named it Jehovah Shalom. The Lord who gives peace. I'm glad, my friend, when God gives peace, when God speaks peace in your heart, my friend, not only will it give you that peace and assurance, but it'll also give you boldness to accomplish what he would have you to do. Things that are bigger than you are, and certainly things that are more difficult than your ability and that exceed your expertise or exceed certainly your experience. So today, may he be Jehovah Shalom in our hearts and lives, and may he give us that peace that passes understanding. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray that you'd help us today. May we be found faithful. May your will be done in us. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.